Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 7th, Morning. Heaven-born faith. Why have you afflicted your servant? Numbers chapter 11, verse 11. Our Heavenly Father sends frequent troubles to test our faith, and if our faith is of any value, it will stand the test. Imitation gold is afraid of fire, but pure gold is not. It is a poor faith that can trust God only when friends are true, the body healthy, and the business profitable. True faith grasps the Lord's faithfulness when friends are gone, when the body is sick, when spirits are depressed, and when the light of our Father's countenance is hidden. A faith that can say in desperate trouble, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him," is heaven-born faith. The Lord also afflicts his servants to glorify himself, for he is greatly glorified in the graces of his people. We also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Romans 5:3. The Lord is honored by these growing virtues. We would never hear the music of the harp if the strings were not touched. We would never enjoy the juice of the grape if it were not crushed. We would never discover the sweet perfume of cinnamon if it were not pressed and beaten. We would never feel the warmth of the fire if the logs were not consumed. The wisdom and power of the great workman is discovered by the trials that he permits his vessels of mercy to pass through. Present afflictions heighten future joy. There must be shading in the painting to bring out the beauty of its lights. Would we be so supremely blessed in heaven if we did not know the curse of sin and the sorrow of earth? Will not peace be sweeter after the conflict, and rest more welcome after working? Will not the recollection of past sufferings enhance the peace of the glorified? There are many other comforting answers to the questions that opened our brief meditation. Think on this all through the day. October 7th, Evening. Trust. Now in whom do you trust? Isaiah 36, 5. What an important question. Listen to the Christian's answer and see if it is the same as yours. In whom do you trust? I trust, says the Christian, in the triune God. I trust the Father, believing that he chose me before the foundations of the world. I trust him to provide for me, to teach me, to guide me, to correct me, and to bring me home to his own house where there are many mansions. I trust the Son, who is very God of very God, though he is the man Christ Jesus. I trust him to take away all my sins by his own sacrifice and to cover me with his perfect righteousness. I trust him to be my intercessor, to present my prayers and desires before his Father's throne. I trust him to be my advocate at the last great day, to plead my cause and justify me. I trust him for who he is, for what he has done, and for what he has promised to do. I trust the Holy Spirit, who has begun to save me from inbred sins, and I hope to trust to drive out all sin. I trust him to curb my temper, to subdue my will, to enlighten my understanding, to check my passions, to comfort my depression, to help my weakness, and to illuminate my darkness. I trust him to dwell in me as my life, to reign in me as my king, to completely sanctify me, soul and body, and to take me to dwell with the saints in light forever. What a blessed trust. To trust him whose power will never be exhausted, whose love will never wane, whose kindness will never change, whose faithfulness will never fail, whose wisdom will never be perplexed, whose perfect goodness will never be insufficient. If this trust is yours, you are happy and blessed. You enjoy sweet peace now and lasting glory hereafter. The foundation of your trust will never be removed.